This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. When teenagers spend money carelessly, it's because they don't understand the value of money. The best way to teach them value is to let them work for it, because when you earn something, you gain a greater appreciation for that thing. Certified financial planner Byron Moore talks about teaching your children lessons about money that will stay with them as they grow older on this week's Wisdom on Wealth.
How do you teach your children about money? Well, first, remember that a little bit goes a long way in this area with children. So when they're young, maybe preschoolers or early elementary ages, keep it simple and concrete. They'll likely have a very limited appreciation for the concept of money, so teach them a few basics that will carry over as they get older. Number one, teach them that money is limited. Don't give them everything they ask for, even if you can afford it. And don't let grandma and grandpa do the same either. Now, an allowance is fine, but limit it. You want them to realize that they've got to make choices in how they spend their money. Some will even learn to save now so that they can buy more later. There are plenty of adults who never learn this lesson. Second, you can teach them that money is to be handled wisely. Three jars are a very effective teaching method here. Label one, sharing. Another, saving, and another, spending. You can pick your own ratios, but we used to use 10% and 20% and 70% respectively as the amount that each dollar went in and needed to be dispersed among sharing, saving, and spending. The source of a jar funding might be allowance or gifts from grandparents or chore income if you pay your children for doing any work around the house, which leads us to the third point, which is teach them that work has financial value. Now, some chores are done simply because you're a member of the family, but it's also a great teaching opportunity to have some chores that may or may not be voluntary, but for which they get paid. Now, some parents tend to resist this idea, but isn't that the ultimate arrangement in the world for which you're preparing your child? So why not help them to understand that work equals income right now? Now, as your children get older, and we're talking about middle school or high school age here, you can deepen their understanding and appreciation of the basics that you taught them earlier. Consider these tips for older children. Number one, let them work more. Now, your teen will learn a lot in an afternoon or a summer job. The summer before I went to college, I worked in a factory stacking sheet metal. I think mostly out of sheer fear that I might have to do that the rest of my life. I might have 4-0 my first quarter at Louisiana Tech. Second, let them pay for more. You'll probably pay for the basics as long as they're under your roof, but as your teen gets older, their tastes may both expand and get a little more expensive. It's a good idea to explain to them what you will provide, things like food and clothing and shelter, those are the biggies, and what they'll need to provide for themselves through their own work. Examples of these things that they need to provide through their work might include some items of clothing, entertainment, electronics, recreational activities, things like that. As your child ages, you will gradually transition from being in total control of what they do to being able to offer some influence over the choices that they make. They'll also transition from needing that control in the younger years to wanting to be more and more in control as they get older. Now, money offers a great venue for both parent and child to learn as they go through this transition together. Your thoughtful plan of how you'll teach your child about money is one of the best investments you'll ever make. Offering you Wisdom on Wealth, I'm Byron Moore.